The two parents tolerate each other, but they basically hate each other nonetheless. And even though it hasn't been the same way for their two sons, a deceitful servant doesn't like the peace. He wants more property and more freedom, more power as a servant, and more authority. A bigger castle would mean all those things. Meet Gareth, a slick servant who is planning to throw a spanner in the works. He contrives a plan to cause contention between the two brothers. His scheme involves theft and lies, and an object that seems less valuable than they make it appear. It's a lovely morning. Birds are singing, butterflies are fluttering, and the sun shows its smiling face yet again. The 23-year-old Radius gets up and stretches his arms and legs. He gazes round. His beautiful room is tidy and clean, just the way he likes it. But something is different. When he looks at the corner of his room, he sees a sword he hasn't seen before. It's new and it's shiny. It's also black. Hey, isn't that a sword from the other side of the castle? Radius walks towards it and picks it up. There's an inscription on it that reads, "To the bravest knight in the kingdom." Radius looks puzzled. Who would have given him such a gift? It makes no sense. So he takes the weapon to his father. "Dad," he says, "look at this sword. Is it yours?"
"I don't know," he says. "It doesn't look like it is mine."
"I will ask Extabor if it's his."
"Sure. I want nothing to do with those savages. But you can go ahead."
No sooner said than done, Radius walks to the other side of the castle, the dark, gloomy side. He goes up the stairs and meets his brother, dragging the heavy blade to his room.
"Hey, Radius, what's up?" Extabor asks.
"Just this sword," he says. "Is it yours? It was in my bedroom." Extabor turns around and takes a long, hard look at the object. He rubs his chin.
"No, I've never seen it before," he says. "Weird. Hey, what's that inscription over there? The bravest knight in the kingdom? What's going on?"
"I don't know. Like I said, it was just there when I woke up." Their mother walks in.
"Radius, what are you doing here?" she asks.
"Is this sword yours?" Radius asks. His mother looks at the sword.
"No," she says. "Somebody must have given it to you. Why does it say that you're the bravest knight in the kingdom? What about Extabor?"
"Yes, what about me?" Extabor asks.
"I'm sorry, it's implied, but I didn't write it."
"Sure you didn't," his mother says. "It's probably a trick from that old goat I used to call husband. He is trying to show off with his son's heroic skills by exaggerating and handing out random gifts. I have had it with that man. Come on, Extabor, let's go talk to him."